pulls out his penis.
There's something's wrong here.
Would I be able to pee on the side of a building?
No, not again. Get the daisies for the
hot holes in my lawn.
It might be littering, but I don't think I could get charged with indecent exposure.
Potholes in my lawn. Everybody,
welcome to PodSmack. I am Dan Balboni.
I'm Shannon Cooley.
And Joe Jones is absent yet again. He is taking another weekend trip to the beach.
He's working on his tan.
He went down, I was just checking on Facebook, he's down at Block Island.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a lot of white people on Block Island. It's very white there. It's kind of like the Martha's Vineyard of Rhode Island.
I was going to text him something while he was there, but...
My friend Josh, his family, has a house there, I guess, so he's there all the time. But if you run into a Josh Joe, say hi, because he's a cool guy. You'll probably see him at a bar somewhere.
Jeez, I didn't know that picked up on our episode last week.
What was that?
Nicole posted something about our little episode last week about my comment about the seed.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think that made it into the podcast.
I don't know. She was listening to my wife's recovering from some minor surgery, so she was listening to our podcast as I was leaving from the one from last week. I don't know how well that's going to help her recover, but she told me I'm never allowed to eat a toasted almond ice cream bar again, which I'm just going to have to do when she's not around, I guess.
If you have the EpiPens, then what's the problem?
Yeah, I got several of them. I mean, they give them to you free now.
Do they?
Yeah. I went to my allergist, and he's like, well, here's a coupon so that it's free. So the company like gives them out. They won't give them out to poor people that don't have insurance, but people that have insurance, they'll give it to you for free.
I was going to say, that's an interesting business model there. We'll give away free medication.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's get some business out of the way, because I always forget to do this. If you're listening to the show, we'd like you to contact us. You can email us at podsmack1@gmail.com. You can tweet us at podsmack1. Our website, which probably, if you're listening to it, you probably know what it is, but it's www.gotpodsmack.blogspot.com. And our Facebook is Get Podsmack, and we are on iTunes, and we are on Blueberry.
Not Blackberry, Blueberry.
I like Blueberry. Have you ever been to that site, Blueberry?
No, not yet.
It's kind of like iTunes and Stitcher, except you don't have to sign up for anything. You can just go and download a bunch of podcasts.
Is it an app?
I don't know. They might have a mobile version of it, but yeah, no, I like it a lot, and it's much easier to get on there than iTunes.
Spelled like the fruit.
It's blubrry.com.
Blubrry.
Yeah, I didn't pick up on that right away. Shows you how observant I was.
No, well, it at least does not have an Android app.
Okay.
I'm not finding an Android. But.
One thing I also been meaning to do is to shout out a couple podcasts that I enjoy listening to, so I just like to do that. I've mentioned these guys in the past, Hot Coffee Podcast. They're out of Tennessee. It's Matt and Brooks. And you can actually tweet them at Hot Coffee Cast. They're pretty good. Also, fantasy football season's coming up. I exclusively listen to Her Fantasy Football Podcast. And you can tweet them at Her Fantasy FB. It's three sisters who have a pretty good take on, or an interesting take on fantasy football, and they're pretty knowledgeable.
They are Broncos fans, yes?
They are originally from Denver, although they do have other allegiances. And normally I wouldn't like listening to their podcast, because it's one of the pet peeves I have is when people do a podcast and they're not in the same room, so they do a dial-in.
Oh, yeah.
And it usually detracts from the quality, but they managed to do it pretty well. So, and so yeah, you want fantasy football advice, go listen to them. And I just picked up another one I started listening to. It's We Had a Good Life out of, they're out of Montana. Similar to us, where they basically talk about a bunch of random stuff. And I also forgot to mention, we picked up a celebrity Twitter follower, our first one.
Awesome.
Rocky Laporte from Last Comic Standing. Were you watching that at all?
No.
He got knocked out 2 weeks ago. I tweeted him with my "You got robbed," and next thing you know, he followed me. So,
oh, very cool.
An Italian gentleman like myself, and if Rocky would like, we would love to have him contact us. Maybe call in. Even though I said I hate when people call in, but you know, whatever. So I got a couple movies to talk about, spoiler free, at least the best I can. I'll let you choose which one I'll go first with. You want Guardians of the Galaxy or Lucy?
Well, Lucy came out first, so go with Lucy.
Lucy is the worst movie I've seen this year.
Oh my god. I want to see that movie too.
It was god awful. Let me tell you why it's god awful. What are you feeling this movie's about based on the previews?
Based on the previews, it seems like...
Or let me say, what genre do you think this movie falls into?
It looked like an action movie.
It's not an action movie.
Was all the action in the previews?
Pretty much all the action you see in the previews is all the action that's in the movie.
That's very disappointing.
It was very disappointing. I counted maybe three actual fight scenes and one pseudo fight scene and one not even car chase, just car racing through the city, and that was it. It was very odd, and I won't throw out any spoilers for you about, you know, who did what or whatever, but they do a lot of weird, okay, this is the scene, and then it flashes to something that is kind of sort of related, but like a metaphor, and they're doing these things back and forth.
I don't like those movies.
No. It was incredibly disappointing. And I went in thinking that it wasn't going to be the best movie, and I just left disappointed. It seemed like they were trying to tie in some message about the human condition or whatever. I don't know. It just was like, we're going to do an indie message art film, but we're going to throw some action scenes in there with Scarlett Johansson, and that was that.
Yeah, they totally market that like it was like a Scarlett Johansson kick-ass action movie.
Yeah, she...
Like, she basically was playing the Black Widow by herself.
Yeah, not so much. I mean, they had potential where they had a couple scenes where it looked like that, and then they just kind of go away from it. So I don't know if the intent was... Or maybe the screenplay and the director had two different visions of what was going on. The only other movie that is disappointed more about as far as getting a false expectation of what I saw in trailers versus what was in the screen was, did you see Lord of War?
With Jason Statham?
No, this is the one with Nicolas Cage. He's an arms dealer.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see that movie, but that looked like an action movie.
It looked like an action comedy type movie, and it was probably the most depressing thing I've ever seen in my life.
A lot of these movies are disappointing me lately, where you go in and you think it's totally one thing, and it's not. Like, even Tammy. Like, they build that as a straight-out laugh-your-butt-off comedy, yeah. And it was a dramedy.
Yeah.
It was definitely way more of a dramedy than it was a comedy. Also, what did we saw... August Osage County, which is something Dan would never watch.
Did you say Sausage County?
No, not Sausage County. Osage County. All right. It was based on a play, again, which Dan would never see. And it, from the previews, like, there's a fight scene between Julia Roberts and Meryl Streep, and, like, there's all these funny parts. And it, now, granted, I should have done a little research on it, because it was a play, so I could have read what it was about. But it looked funny, and it was depressing. Like, it was, and it just ended. Like, it just, I hate those movies when they just end, and you're like, what happened?
It's unresolved.
It was completely unresolved, so, yeah.
And, again, I don't want to throw any spoilers on Lucy, but there was one scene towards the end, and based on that scene, it made no sense, because it should have been resolved right there. What went on really made no sense. And then, ultimately, what you thought the initial story was going to be ended up unresolved, because the premise is, and from what you can see from the previews, I won't go into any more than that, is you have Scarlett Johansson playing Lucy, and she's grabbed by, I guess you would say, the Chinese mafia types.
Like Asian street gang type thing.
And they make her, basically they force her into being a mule to carry some drugs. The bag breaks, and that's when she develops all these powers, because it affects her brain.
Right.
That's what you get.
Allows your brain to access more than it normally does.
And there's so many things that they left out of that storyline in order to get to this ending, which really had nothing to do from the beginning. It was just, I don't know. And and it was funny because my wife claims she liked it. She said it was good. That was her response, which to me is like, eh. A lot of the responses from people are, well, it wasn't that bad.
Now, let me ask you this. Was it one of those movies where you're like, I could have wrote such a better movie than this? Like, I could have, if they had listened to me, this movie would have been way better.
It would have been completely different. Because like I said, it started like it looked like it was, you know, they wanted to do an action movie. At least that's how they built it. And they didn't do the action movie. I mean, there was, again, I'm not trying to throw any spoilers out there, but there is even an unresolved, I guess, you're introduced to, I guess, a bad guy, and that's even unresolved at the end. Because, again, I don't want to get into too many things. I mean, you can go and see it, and maybe I can set your expectations so low that you'll enjoy it.
I think we're going to Redbox it then. Or Netflix. Maybe it'll be on Netflix. I can watch it. I already paid for that.
Oh, my God. It was just, I did not enjoy myself. And like I said, I usually try to go in with low expectations. That way, if the movie doesn't completely suck, I'm like, oh, that was pretty good. And I sat there, and there were a couple scenes I laughed at, but I think it was very inappropriate because I don't think they intended me to laugh at those scenes. And I don't know. So don't go see Lucy. And what was worst, all the previews before Lucy were all very dark movies. They were all like,
oh, that sets you up for a bad expectation. Like,
they were
not, you know what I hate too also recently is I've seen this trend of the previews where you'll go in and we have a 9-year-old, so we go to these kids movies, right? And they're PG movies because he's only 9, so we don't let him see the PG-13, which clearly a lot of people don't agree with because I see very young kids in those movies. But they'll play these movie previews for movies that are going to be PG-13 or higher in the previews, making these kids want to watch them. Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was a preview in whatever the last kids movie that we saw was. That was a PG movie. And it's PG-13, which I've also heard it sucks, but I haven't seen it yet. So you're making them want to see this. Like, and I know a lot of my friends have taken their kids to see the whole Marvel movies all that stuff, and they're not 13 yet, and they say that I'm overprotective, but a lot of them have, like, terrorist plots in them, especially the Avengers, which it was basically, like, a terrorist attack on New York City. My son goes to New York City a lot, and he's very sensitive, and I don't want him to have nightmares about getting killed in New York City by some alien.
Well, I guess that can be the situation. What grade is...
He's going to be going into fourth grade.
Okay. I guess that also can tie into it. I guess it depends on the individual kid, too.
It does. I mean, I was also thinking, like, when I was a kid, I probably watched movies that were in... Although the ratings were very skewed, because if you go back now and try to watch some of our old movies, they're rated PG, and you're like, whoa, this should not be rated PG. But I remember when I was a kid, that Hulk TV show was with Lou Ferrigno, and I had nightmares. Every time I watched it, I had nightmares. Finally, my mom was like, you cannot watch this show anymore.
There were a couple, I remember that show, there was a couple creepy episodes. The one show, movie that was rated PG back then, which I know it would probably, I don't know if they changed the rating on it now, but there's one scene in the original Raiders of the Lost Ark where they pop open the Ark and basically all the Nazis get melted.
Ugh.
You know, and I'm sitting there and I was probably in fourth grade watching that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I didn't really want to see that. That kind of creeped me out. But
yeah, I mean, and there's some kids where, you know, they're playing Call of Duty at age 8.
Yeah.
And that's, some people think it's appropriate, some people don't. Like I said, I only parent my kid. I don't parent other people's kids. Yeah. He plays Lego games because if he breaks the Legos, they get put back together.
So I guess we can. Oh, there was one preview during that movie, which I initially, when I saw what they were doing, I thought maybe it might be something I'm interested in, and then they went supernatural with it.
Oh, boy.
They got a new Dracula movie coming out.
Another one? How many times can we redo Dracula?
Well, this is based on... It looked like they were going to base on the actual person who it was about, Vlad the Impaler.
Vlad the Impaler.
Because they were basically, when he was fighting the... whoever it was, he was, because they had... you know the history over in that area, that anytime a European army wanted to invade down in like Turkey or vice versa, they kind of went through his country.
Is it Romania? Is that where he's
Yeah, that's
from?
Where he's from. Yeah. It seemed to be the cut through, so it was about him and how he was actually a really, you know, big time warrior and this and that, and it looked like they were going to focus on that, and then they went supernatural and they went whole they did end up going vampire on it. So I'm watching it, I'm like, I really don't need to see.
You know, there was one movie that kind of did that I loved, and everybody else was like, that was horrible. It was Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
That was awesome.
I loved that movie. First of all, I read the book, and the book was amazing. Yeah. And then I watched the movie, and I was like, it was 95% as good as the book.
Really?
Like, and that literally doesn't happen. Like, I know that's why you don't read books, because you don't want to be disappointed. One of the reasons, anyway. But I loved that movie. I thought it was so good. And that guy wrote a whole series of... Not a series, yeah. But he wrote several books like that.
Yeah, wasn't there like a Pride and Prejudice zombie one?
Yeah. That one. There's a couple other ones, I think. But that movie was awesome.
Yeah, when I heard that movie was coming out, I was all in on that one. I liked the premise of it. And,
it was great.
And
they really did it well.
And they worked in some historical things in with the story, which kind of made it flow nice and easy. So yeah. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Moving on to my spoiler-free review of Guardians of the Galaxy. Freaking awesome.
That's what Dan texted. I'm like, how was it?
Goes, awesome.
It was so awesome.
It was awesome. The right amount. It was really, really funny. But it wasn't... They didn't sacrifice any of story, action, for the comedy. They didn't make it campy or anything like that.
So
it
didn't
really
cross
good.
Over into camp. So it was no, good.
Not as far as I was concerned.
And Dan has a very sensitive yes. camp... button there. So.
I didn't think I was going to like the Groot character. Really liked the Groot character.
Groot.
It made me actually research that because I'm unfamiliar with the Guardian of the Galaxy's characters. One thing I would like to talk about, and I'm going to keep it spoiler free, but there was an article someone wrote about, and you know, talking about how everyone's loving the movie, but he was, I think it was a gentleman, was claiming that, was asking, was he the only one that was disturbed by one of the stories or something in the movie. And as soon as I read Disturbed, I know where he was going to go. There's a scene in the movie where they have to go see the Collector. Mm-hmm. That's not a spoiler. Everyone knows the Collector's in the movie.
Benicio del Toro. Yeah. That is creepiest.
Yes. And you know what the Collector does.
He collects things.
Yes. And sometimes they're other creatures, people, whatever.
Sometimes they're alive things.
Yeah. So, again, this is something that anyone who saw Thor Dark World, they would know.
Right. So, if you stay past the credits.
Yes.
And you always have to stay past the credits.
Yes. Or if you actually read the comic book.
Yes.
So, they were going on about how this was akin to, you know, slavery and this and that because he's trapping these poor creatures and this. And I'm like, okay, first off, he obviously doesn't know the comic book. Then we didn't even do research afterwards to find out who this character was, because he was all up in arms that no one took him on in the movie for this. And apparently the Collector is pretty much a humongous badass, if you don't know. I mean, he is an elder.
Yeah.
And pretty powerful. And the one thing about Marvel Universe is you got to remember is they deal with shades of gray. There's no black and white, so... But one of the creatures... Well, one, I'm going to give you a semi-spoiler. Because I'm just going to tell you what one of the creatures were.
Okay.
It was... I believe it was the dog from one of the Soviet early space missions. The Soviets would launch a dog into space before they did a human.
Well, that's not nice.
No. And he ended up being...
There's another reason to hate the Russians.
That
that's just mean.
That and they don't have any good food.
Yeah, vodka, but that's not food, that's beverage.
Yeah. Oh.
And most of our vodka that we drink here does not come from Russia.
No.
So.
But anyways, but that ties into the whole thing. But anyways, There is, I guess if you look, you can see when, and I'll give you a heads up, if because I didn't catch it, but when they show the first scene with the collector when they first walk in, if you look in the background, you can see what you'll see at the in the bonus scene.
I watched the bonus scene.
Oh, you did watch the bonus
scene. They had it on YouTube. Okay. And I, unlike you, I'm not, I'm okay with spoilers.
Okay.
Like, here's the thing. These are all comics.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to, I just go read the comics and I would pretty much know what's going to happen in the movie. Right. So, there would be very, very few things that I'd be like, no, I absolutely cannot find out what's going to happen. Like, I knew what was going to happen in Game of Thrones before I watched it. Those are books, again. So, you know, I'm all good with that. So I watched that, and I can tell you I'm very excited, very excited.
See, I had a different take on it. I chuckled at the bonus scene, and then I thought to myself, God, no. Please, not that.
Oh, they have released, like, 18 movies that are coming out in the next, I don't know how many years, between DC and Marvel, and that's going to be one of them.
I hope to hell not. And if you want to know what we're talking about, see the movie or go catch the spoilers or the scene on YouTube that's been released.
Yes.
And then, like me, cry at the thought of them doing that.
It's going to be awesome.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Don't do that. but, yeah, no, movie was, again, I would say this has probably been my favorite one to date.
Really?
Yeah.
Even better than the Avengers?
I found it more enjoyable than Avengers only because of the, what's his name there? The guy who plays Quill.
Chris Pratt
really is really good with his comic, with his timing, his delivery.
He's really funny.
Yeah. And the raccoon was just awesome.
Yeah. Apparently the raccoon is the most recognized and most loved character out of this series. Was who wouldn't like a raccoon that shoots a machine gun? Like, that's pretty awesome.
But, so, go see Guardians of the Galaxy. Really good.
What's the next...
May 1st. Or May 15th.
Next comic book movie is next year?
Yeah, for that series, it's going to be Avengers Age of Ultron. We gotta wait till May for that one. I don't know how I'm going to make it.
You know what I don't understand? All right, so the whole goal of the bad guys is to collect these Infinity Stones, right?
Okay. Because
if you get the... Is it 5 or 6?
Either or.
There's several of them. There's either 5 or 6 Infinity Stones, and apparently you're the ultimate badass and you can control the whole universe, right?
More or less, yes.
They're very bad at collecting these Infinity Stones because they never end up with them at the end of the movie. They're very bad at it.
Well, they still haven't introduced all the Infinity Stones.
No, yeah, correct. We don't know where all of them are, but I'm assuming throughout these movies we're going
to find them. There's still one or two more they have to reveal, and I think that's when... And that's where the natural... They were speculating would they ever do a Avengers Guardians of the Galaxy crossover. I don't think they would do a direct crossover just because of the sheer number of characters involved.
And the money involved in paying all of them.
But what I can see what happens is they both have one enemy in common.
Thanos?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I can see one where perhaps they do a handoff where defeated on Earth heads out into the galaxy. Somehow, maybe Thor's the bridge between the Avengers and what have you. I can see that possibly having, where you have one or two of the guys kind of cross over from one movie to another, but I couldn't see a whole, you know, having...
Yeah, there's too many people and too much going on. It would be a mess. It would be a hot mess.
So,
just like this Justice League movie that's going to happen. Hot mess.
And you see they blinked on it, too.
Yeah, they did. I'm excited now that I don't have to do a back-to-back showing. Well, actually, my wife's excited. I was kind of excited about doing a back-to-back showing so I could compare them both, like, right away. But my wife's very excited that we don't have to go to both of those in one night.
I mean, that's a bold statement, though, where Marvel just said, you know what, we can take our basically one of our worst group of comic book characters, or at least popular ones, and then make a big blockbuster out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. We had an interesting incident. Well, I shouldn't say interesting. There was a...
Oh, boy.
It was just very odd. I'd just like to talk about.
Is that you and the wife?
Yeah, me and the missus. We were heading somewhere on Boston Road, and you know, you're familiar, there's actually 2 to 3 lanes depending on where you are. We're over in front of the mall.
And construction everywhere.
So we pull up, and then there's a car next to us, and as soon as I pull up there, I look over, and it's a younger, maybe 20s, early 20s kid. And all of a sudden, he just decides he wasn't going to pump up his techno EDM electronic dance music. And as soon as the light turns green, he punches his car and it like chirps his tires. And he takes off in his Subaru station wagon. And I'm looking and I'm just starting to laugh to myself. And then my wife, who doesn't usually say anything, kind of like mocked the guy for doing it. And I'm just wondering, I mean, not to say that there's anything wrong with Subarus, but can you really be a tough guy if you're in a Subaru station wagon listening to techno music?
Not in the station wagon. In the, like, the WRX, like, the racing car, like, I could see how you could want to race people in that. But you cannot be a tough guy in any kind of station wagon. It doesn't work. That's like being a tough... That's when I see the minivans with the spinners on them. It's just wrong. Like, somebody should have said to them, no, don't do this. You're stupid.
One thing I don't get, and again, I could see if you had a bigger truck or something, but putting the 22-inch rims on cars, they look like bicycle tires.
Even those trucks. I see those trucks and immediately think, that guy's clearly overcompensating for something. It doesn't make me think you're a badass. It makes me think you're little. somewhere else.
And then you're looking for the truck nuts, right?
Yeah, and then they pull up, then I get behind them and they have truck nuts. Ridiculous.
But no, it's just odd because my wife never really goes, I mean, she'll yell at people, and if they're driving too slow or they cut in front of her. But just that whole, like, she's like, really? Did he just do that?
My wife's very similar. Like, I'll be in the car, and I'll go off on somebody because they're driving stupid or they did something wrong or what. Like, they're just, you know, inconsiderate on the road. My wife's usually like, yeah. And then every once in a while, she just loses it. You're like, this is hilarious.
What's your biggest pet peeve for drivers?
Oh, what isn't my biggest pet peeve for drivers? People just don't know how to drive anymore. All right, here's my most recent pet peeve. People have no respect for funeral processions anymore.
Okay, yeah.
I don't understand this. When the little flags are going and there's a freaking hearse and they got their blinkers on and they're going through,
yeah. You
do not cut into that line.
No.
That's inappropriate, it's disrespectful, and I don't care where you're going. It's not as important as getting this person to where they need to go.
Yeah.
And I've seen it, somebody posted it today on their Facebook page. I've personally seen at least 2 people do it in the last couple months. You know what the problem is? People are not going to driving school anymore. Seriously, a lot of people are not going to driving school anymore. Nobody is teaching them. Their parents do not teach them these rules. And they just don't know. I think a lot of people don't know, and then other people are just rude, and they just think they're more important. So, either way, if you're listening, you suck if you do that.
Okay. And my pet peeve is much less than that, I guess, but it drives me nuts that people who don't know how to use blinkers properly.
The blinker.
Here's how a blinker works. When you're driving, and you know you're going to be making a turn, you put your blinker on. Then you slow down, and then you make your turn. You don't stop, then put your blinker on. That's right. Not how it works.
Or put your blinker on and just go, and don't look to see if anybody is in that lane or behind you or anywhere.
Or if you're in the wrong lane, you just can't put your blinker on to turn. If you're in the right lane, you can't make a left turn from with a...
Right. Yep. Another thing I have is when you're in a turn-only lane, and you decide that you're going to go forward.
Oh, God.
I have seen several people where there's a long line of traffic and there's nobody in the turn-only lane, so they get in the turn-only lane and then punch it to get in front of you.
It's one thing if you're unfamiliar with the area and you get caught there, you didn't realize because you didn't see the sign and now you're screwed. And then usually you do the shame where you put the blinker on, you put your head down, you're like, let me in, please. Yeah. You know, I'm shrugging here because you can't see. And then, you know, I may or may not let the person in. It depends, but... The one I like to see is when I can see them in my rearview mirror speeding up, trying to cut over.
Oh, yeah.
And then I just kind of nudge myself over.
Yep.
If I can catch them, I won't let them in. I will force them into a parked car before I let them in.
Oh, yeah. Nope. The other people is we have a lot of construction going on here in New England at the moment. All over New England, because I've been to New Hampshire and all over Massachusetts. It tells you for literally a mile ahead.
Oh, yeah,
that lane is going to end, that you need to get over.
Yeah.
You do not zoom all the way up to the front of the line and think I'm going to let you in.
Not going to happen.
You're going to have to wait at least as long as it would have taken you to get in behind me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I'm the same way, like, especially depending on how you choose to drive to our the Big E, which...
Oh, yeah.
For those who don't realize, if you're listening from out of state, the Big E is a huge...
It's our state fair, but it's for all New England.
Yeah, it's huge, and traffic is absolutely insane for it, especially if you try to go on, like, a Saturday.
Yeah.
And you have people that try to do that. You know, everyone knows, everyone Big E gets over, and then you have these people that will try to shoot up, and at the last minute try to squeeze over in that exit. And I'm not going to budge. I remember one time, and... I was so proud, but eventually she blinked. My wife was driving, and there was someone who was trying to go over, and she was hugging that line, and she wasn't going to let him in. And finally, because I guess her car was probably nicer than the other car, you had to blink a little bit. But, you know, I was proud because she did stand her ground probably longer than most people would have.
Right. The last time I saw my wife get really mad about something like this was we were on our way to Gillette Stadium to go to the Kenny Chesney concert. I think this must have been last year. And if you've ever gone to Gillette Stadium for any kind of event at all, and you've been in traffic, you know that there's basically one road that leads you into Gillette Stadium. There's this big, long highway. It's like a Route 5 highway or whatever to get, I forget what route it is, to get to Gillette. Well, they have it cordoned off, so they actually take some of the other lanes and turn them into lanes that go your way.
Yep.
Well, people were zooming in the breakdown lane.
Oh, them.
Right.
Yeah.
My wife was so mad, because it's in the middle of the summer, it's hot, people are drinking already, like, and then emergency vehicles are trying to get down the breakdown lane.
Yeah.
Oh my God. She, to the point where my car almost got hit because she didn't want me to let people in.
Yeah.
And then they actually got in front of me and she's screaming at them. I'm like, I don't want to get into a fist fight before the concert. Can we just let it go? They're jerks. She took pictures of them.
Yeah.
Posted their license plate on Facebook and everything. So she got her rage out. But yeah, it was. Very interesting to see that. She's not usually rageful like that. That's usually me, so.
Yes, I've had more than a couple incidents where I asked people to get out of their cars to discuss things with me. And maybe in a not-so-polite manner.
Ooh, it's a snack time. Snack time here at Podsmack.
Thank you.
I think she brought us some smart food. And again, I don't understand the naming of the smart food, I guess. We're trying to cover up our Coke openings.
Yes. It is, it's just past noon o'clock on Saturday. Noon o'clock.
Noon o'clock.
Noon o'clock.
I like that.
All right. Did I tell you the story on the person who decided to cuss my mother out in a mall parking lot?
What? That was a mistake. Okay. I can tell you right now.
This is the situation. I don't know. My mom... I love her, God bless her, but she can needle people. So I don't know what had happened, but we went to the mall.
It's possible that she was partly responsible for this, is what you're saying.
I don't know. I don't know what happened because I didn't actually see. I only heard. So we're parked in the parking lot. This was, we're walking into Sears. So I was, you know, a little faster than her. So I was already, you know, across the way onto the sidewalk. And all of I hear this voice yell something to the effect of, and there goes our PG rating right now. They yelled, "Fuck you, you old bitch." And I turned around and I see someone in their car yelling at my mother, who is just standing there waiting for the car to drive by.
Oh boy.
And I had went up to the gentleman and I had asked him to please exit the car because I would like to discuss things with him.
Now, how old were you at this point? How long ago was
I this? Was probably in my 30s. So it wasn't too long ago. It was probably about let me do the math here. It was probably, could have been a good 8 years ago anyways.
Okay.
So whatever. I asked him to please exit his car. I'd like to discuss a few things on how properly to address older women.
Right.
He chose not to and yelled a few things at me, and then I said, yes, that's nice, please leave your car. Perhaps I used different terminology.
I can imagine. At this point, what I would have used.
But the gentleman drove away, showing his true nature. And then, I believe it was the same year, shortly thereafter, this was in the summer, later that year in December, it was the my first Christmas with my current wife.
Your only wife?
My only wife. Well, anyways.
Good thing she doesn't listen to this.
Christmas time in the parking lot, and you know how it is trying to find parking. So she saw some people walking to their car, so she pulled up, you know, not directly behind them, but, you know, on the side over, and decided, you know, there's no parking, we might as well just wait for them to leave. So they get out, and one person gets out of the car and yells something, and she's like, oh no, we'll just wait, no problem. And they were like started to yell like nasty things, well, like, we're gonna go when we wanna go, and this and that. So they were just like taking their time and whatever. So finally they slowly pull out and they, you know, whatever. And at this point, because of what they had been saying, my wife's upset. So she, as soon as they clear parking, she guns it right into the parking lot. So they stop and one guy rolls down and starts yelling at her. And then I get out of the car and I start walking over and saying, oh, yes, would you like to come out and we can talk about this? And then I look, and my wife's heading off in the other direction. Yep. But they chose not to. Now, mind you, I'm not a tough guy because I can't fight a lick.
No, but when someone's insulting a member of your family, you have to say something. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I'm of Italian descent with a temper, and it happens.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I do say is I can take a beating really well, so... And that was only two of my road rage incidences, so I'm working on it. I'm better now.
You're better now? I'm not. I still have... People still tick me off all the time.
No, I haven't asked anyone to leave the car recently. And the last time it's happened was probably about 6-7 years ago, so I'm getting a lot better.
Well, that's good. I got out of my car recently, so... That's not my finest moment, but I was really mad, so...
Now, I wasn't going to get into any news stories here, but there was one that came up and it just kind of made me chuckle a little. Have you heard that there's certain organizations are now announcing a boycott on Target?
Oh, is it National Organization for Marriage?
Something to that effect, yeah.
I believe it's them. Because Target is supporting equal rights for marriage.
The funniest thing I took from their interview is... They're saying they're boycotting Target because Target's essentially saying that because they don't support gay marriage or, you know, equality like that, that they're being bigots. And my response would be, yes, you are a bigot if you aren't supporting equal rights in any way that would make you a bigot. I think, isn't that the definition?
I think... You know, we're going to have to Google the official definition of a bigot, because I have what I think is a bigot, but maybe I'm mistaken.
Mind you, I'm not saying you have to like everybody. However, you have to let people do what they want. Everyone should have the same opportunities as everyone else.
Let's see.
And that
it comes from the French.
Of course.
A synonym would be hypocrite. A person who is obstinately or intolerantly devoted to his or her own opinions and prejudices, especially one who regards or treats the members of a group, such as a racial or ethnic group, with hatred and intolerance.
Sounds like it meets the definition of a bigot.
Well, that's what iWord.com, the dictionary, says it is.
Yes.
Someone who treats certain people with hatred or intolerance for no good reason. Mm-hmm. That's my definition of a bigot. They may think they have a good reason, but usually they can't back up the reason. Usually, not always, but usually they fall back on passages of the Bible. Not always, because not all bigots are religious bigots. Some of them just are stupid. I will say that the bigots these days are, I treat them as even worse than the bigots of the olden days, because at least the bigots of the olden days, like, outwardly told you that they were bigots. A lot of people now kind of hide the fact that they're bigots, and they, you only find out in, like, these crazy, like, when the Duck Dynasty thing hit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I defriended a good half a dozen to a dozen people on my Facebook page, because they were like, that's religious persecution. I was like, no. Do you understand what religious persecution means? It means if you're a certain religion, they kill you.
Yeah.
That's what religious persecution is.
I mean, I had some family members, and their thought was, and I had to point out to them, but their thought was is, you know, there's freedom of speech, and they are correct. He is free to say whatever he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
However, if he got his ass fired for saying something because he represents the company, and the company needs to sell product and it's going to affect their bottom line, then they are free to fire him.
Right.
Or suspend him or whatever. And
he's not going to go to jail
He was allowed to say whatever he wants. But you do have
responsibilities towards your company and towards the...
You know, there are there are consequences to everyone's actions. And I don't know what it is. And that's the one thing that, and again, I don't mean to get on a politically charged rant. However, and I'm not saying this is true with everyone. However, I hear a lot of the more of the conservatives claiming about people taking responsibility for, and you know, consequences for actions. Yet when it falls upon them for what they say, they get up in arms and you know
freedom of speech, freedom of religion.
You're
free to say it. You know, that doesn't mean that someone's not going to vote for you again, or someone's not going to buy your product again.
And if some of us are smart enough to have a filter and probably say, you know what, I probably shouldn't say this because it may come out the wrong way, or maybe this person can't get the joke that we're trying, you know, it's trying to be conveyed, then, you know, for those of us with filters, hey, you know, it's called Darwinism for a reason, I guess. So, anyhow, do you want to talk about what's going on next week?
Apparently, it's going to be Shannon versus Joe 2.
Well, no, it's Shannon v. Joe in honor of Batman v. Superman.
I think who would I be? I'd probably be Batman, because I'm cooler. Superman's an illegal alien.
Anyhow, this will be a rematch of our epic battle that Shannon Joe had. And we're going to try to schedule it for next week. And Shannon and Joe are going to captain teams. I want to do teams. And we have, I have currently six games I'm working on, six rounds of games to put you guys through. One is going to be, I'm bringing back one, which was, I enjoyed doing, was the Price is Wrong or the Price is Not Right. Whichever
is that the one we got all of them wrong?
That's the one you got all of them wrong. That introduced us to my new favorite product, the sex doll for dogs.
You know, I had a question regarding that. Remember we brought up the Shiwi?
Yeah, yeah.
And that. So I have a question. So if a guy pulls out his penis and pees in public, it's indecent exposure. But what if a girl used the Shiwi? She wouldn't actually be exposing anything. So would I be able to pee on the side of a building if I use the Shiwi and not get in trouble for it?
Would it be considered littering?
I don't know. It might be littering, but I don't think I could get charged with indecent exposure.
Well, we can test this theory if you'd like. Oh.
I'd have to order a Shiwi. I put it on my Christmas list.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
For camping. It would have been really appropriate for camping.
Before we get I want to jump out of this discussion real quick, because for some reason, you just saying if I peed outside in public made me think of something I saw this week.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why I got amused by it, but I did. First off, the craziest thing is I'm leaving my building at work. I get outside. I'm in the parking lot, which I'm not allowed to park in because whatever reason, we won't go there. None of the people actually work in the building are allowed to park there.
In the parking lot?
In the parking lot. It's a small parking lot.
At your building?
Yeah, you have to be kind of a muckety-muck manager type to be able to park in the parking lot.
Where do you have to park?
I have to pay to park in a garage.
Are you kidding me?
$85 a month I have to pay. It sucks.
Well, you work for the government, so you should expect it.
No, I'm not. Anyways, so I'm looking out, and I see three motorcycle police officers and one state cruiser, state police cruiser.
Okay.
I'm like, geez, what's going on? And they're all out there and by this car. It's kind of up on, one tire's up on a curb, and I'm like, geez.
Lights on?
Lights are all on. I'm like, what the hell's going on? So I see a guy who's out in the parking lot, and he was there. He's working, doing some work on the building. Where I'm like, geez, what's going on over here? He's like, that guy over there ran out of gas. I'm like, four police officers responded to a car that ran out of gas. Apparently, maybe because he was stuck in an odd position, they needed to direct traffic. But four cops. Now, this isn't what I want.
Is this in Springfield?
This is in Springfield.
Okay.
This isn't what even amused me. So I get to the garage, and which is just a little way down the street. So I pull out, and there's actually one of the guys on the motorcycle cops left. So he was in front of me. He pulls up to a red light, and he looks to the right, and there's three or four gentlemen with open containers drinking, sitting there. He looks at them and gives them the signal to dump everything out. So they had to sit there, and they dumped everything out. And one guy tried to be slick, and he's like, no, all the way. And I don't know why that amused me and made me chuckle, but I don't know.
I'm surprised he even did anything about it, because the last cop I saw that was at a red light put his lights on so he could go through it. And completely ignored the guy that was turning right on red when he said no turn on red.
Jumping back real quick to one of your pet peeves about someone getting in the wrong lane to run through.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown, it was Dwight Street behind the Springfield Civic Center.
Mm-hmm.
There, and they actually have three signs leading up that says right lane must turn right.
Right. They have several. Yeah. It's very well.
There's three signs.
I suppose they're not in Spanish. They are only in English.
Yes.
So this might be an issue.
I think they actually show a right turn with a Ghostbuster sign on it. So I don't think there's any misinterpretation. Anyways, I'm in the correct lane. It's a long line. And it's like, crap, this sucks. I see two cars pull out to drive speed through there. There's a cop in front of me. He sees them. He pulls out and pulls them both over.
He got them?
Yeah.
Good for them.
I was like, yes, this was the best day of my life. Of course, it hasn't happened since, and everyone runs that, but, you know.
Good for him. Was it a male cop or a female cop? Or could you not
tell?
See.
I just laughed as I drove by. I may have pointed too.
I have a theory that you cannot mess up in front of a female cop. They're way harder on you than the male cops are.
More to prove?
Maybe, I don't know, but I don't know what it is. The only time I've ever gotten a ticket, actually that's not true, I didn't get a ticket because I'm not going to talk about it. Anyway.
Yes, I hear you. I cannot talk about why I don't get tickets, but.
Well, let's just say the female cop liked me.
Yes.
So, anyway.
All right, so let's jump back into the games. We have the prices. I'm going to call it the Price is Wrong. Same rules as last time. But you're going to have teammates, so they might be able to help you.
Usually that doesn't help me. Usually it just makes me more confused.
I have one. I think I mentioned this one before. I don't know if I did it on the podcast or not, but it's a game called Numbers Never Lie, But the Internet Might. Basically, this game is going to involve statistics I pulled off the internet. So there may or may not be true, but I can't confirm their sources, but I'm rolling with them.
Great.
So basically I will put out a question and it'll be like, what percent of this? And if it's your turn to go, you will say a percentage. Your opponent will say whether they think it's the actual number is higher or lower. If they are wrong, you get points. If they are right, they get points. However, if you nailed percentage, you get bonus points. So if you get it dead on, it's a bonus. And I kind of stole some of that from somewhere else.
47%.
The next game is Rumor Has It, where we're going to take a look at some urban legends and internet hoaxes.
I'm good at that, so.
The next one after that is... Crap. I'm just looking. I only wrote five of them down. I'm going to have to think of... Oh, okay, I remember the other one. The other one will be Stephen Hawking Sings, and he will be singing the top... The songs that were on the, like, on the number one Billboard charts, so... There'll be randomly selected songs. I will tell you
Years or whatever.
Yeah, I will tell you the year it was on the Billboard chart, and I may even tell you for how many weeks it was number one.
Okay.
But it is going to be at least a number one song at some point. I think that would be easier.
My
initial one was to have them sing TV show themes, but that might be more difficult for people.
Nope. I will tell you right now, I will make a prediction, I will dominate this category. Dominate.
Okay. Then I have the one I told you about, which I texted you and Joe. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I'm calling one true three.
You text me a lot of stuff, Dan.
I can't keep track of everything. The premise of that game is that as team captains, you and Joe have to come up with three stories about yourself, one of which is true. And the other team will have chances to ask a question for each story. And then based on what the stories are and what answers they are, the questions, they need to guess whether that you are, which is the correct, what is the true story. Now, if you guys don't want to do that one, that's fine.
I
stole that idea, so it's not original.
No, that's good.
And to give the source, I stole that from a podcast called Tell 'Em Steve Dave. It's one off the Kevin Smith Network. And
that's right. I think I have it up on that one.
Okay.
Versus Joe, because I actually talk to people for a living and make up stories all the time, so.
And you think Joe might laugh a little too much?
Yeah, I think Joe doesn't have a good straight face. Like, I'm very good to, like, I can... My wife gets mad at me all the time, because I will just make up these stories. Like, totally make up. Like, once we were talking about the Louisiana Purchase for some reason, so I told her about how we bought... Alaska from Russia, and like I made up this whole story about it, and she's like, "That really happened?" I was like, "No, absolutely not. It did not happen. We did buy Alaska, but like the whole story that I made up and how much we paid for it was completely false.
Lost it in a game of craps.
I don't know what I said, but I said something, and she was like, "Wow, really?" And I was like, "No."
Usually, I find the more ridiculous and outlandish the story is, there seems to be a certain people that will actually believe it more.
True, but. I've done some really ridiculous and outlandish things in my life, so.
And then the last game I'm calling Forgotten Favorites.
Okay.
This is a riff on one that's done with on Hollywood Game Night.
Okay.
And there'll be, like, I'm going to set it up probably like a Jeopardy board where there'll be different categories. And, like, there'll be, like, a 2-point, a 4-point, and I think an 8-point. I'll do it that way.
Okay.
And basically one category, say, will be forgotten toys, and there'll be a picture of a toy from, you know, it was probably in the bottom of the toy box. I'm going to make them gender neutral.
Okay. Sorry, you can skew it towards the boy side, because I played more with the boy toys.
I was going to do one category with boy toys, one category girl toys, one category, but I don't want to make too many categories. I want to keep it down to four categories. But okay. There would be a category of... I can't tell you what the categories are because then you might be able to research.
Oh, boy. All right.
Basically what you'll do is you'll see a picture, and the easier ones will be worth 2 points, and each person on your team will pick a category and a point value. And I think you'll just go through it, do it once or maybe twice. We'll see how it works.
All right.
So
now here's the thing. Do I get to pick my team from the people that are there, or are you going to pick the teams?
You can recruit.
I can recruit?
You can recruit.
How many people are going to be on my team?
A total of you and two other people, so a total of three.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I can handle more than that.
All right.
So we'll look at that, and we'll see who can throw down and pick the better team. And
I hope my wife's not offended if I don't pick her. She's not good under pressure. She didn't do well with pressure.
For the record, my wife is out.
Yeah, I know.
She wants nothing to do with it. She said she may listen.
It's all right. It'll be okay.
And, of course, for us to pull this off is all contingent on the fact we can get actual people who would want to participate.
Right.
That could be the hard part.
I'll bring people with me.
So that's what we're looking at for hopefully next week, and that should be interesting. And I forgot which episode was the last one, but we called it the four-round showdown. So if you want to get an idea of what's going on and this is the first time you're listening to this podcast, go check for that episode, and you'll get an idea of what they're in store for.
You'll see me beat Joe. Senseless.
Senselessly.
By one point.
It came down to micropenis. I think that was the deciding factor.
That's right.
And by the way, I'm not Cards of Humanity Against Humanity will not come into play this game because...
That's right, because I dominate against Joe when I play that game.
Not only that, as everyone knows, if you get the Kids with Ass Cancer card, you're going to win.
Yeah, that one. What's the other one? Kids with Ass Cancer
Come Guzzling Pac-Man?
Yeah, Pac-Man.
But Kids with Ass... I'm just thinking, any situation you would play that card in is funny. If you're like me and got issues.
Yeah, a deviant mind like we do.
Yeah. Other than that, I'm all set for this week. I'm good.
Awesome.
All right, you good?
I'm good.
Any rant you want to go off on before we
call it
quits?
I just had a rant about the funeral possession, so I think
just
I'm good.
Funeral possessions. Everything cool with your coworkers?
So far, I had a bad week at work. It was just a rough week. And
I can beat it.
Oh, yeah?
I can beat it.
What happened?
I took a shitter down the stairs.
Oh, is that where this thing on your arm goes?
No, I just, I don't know where what happens. I think we get spiders or something. But no, I'm walking down. Usually if it's just one flight, I'm just taking the stairs. And I have arthritis in my left knee, and my right leg, because of all the surgeries I had on that knee, is so much weaker. So now every once in a while, my right leg will give out. And usually because my left leg is fine, I usually can catch myself. Now my left knee is all stiff and swollen, so it's a little more difficult. So I'm heading down the stairs, and I'm probably, I told people it was only one or two stairs, it was probably about half the stairs. Oh. And my leg gave out, and I have my hands like full of stuff, so I can't even grab onto the railing. And I just go down, papers go flying down and over the edge, and I take a tumble, and I'm just laying on the floor down there, and I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? And as I'm laying there saying that, a guy who works in my office just came in through the staircase, and he looks up and goes, are you all right? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. He's like, oh, you know, and this and that. I'm like, no, don't make a big deal. And, does that beat you, or?
Well, nothing physically happened to me this week. It was just a difficult week there's things that I had to do that I didn't want to do, and then the things that I wanted to do I didn't get to do, and nobody listens to me when I tell them that things are going to happen, and then they happen, and they're like, oh, we didn't know that was going to happen. And it's like, I literally just told you that was going to happen.
Have you reached a point where you wake up hoping you're sick in the morning so you don't have to go in?
No, because I'm not salaried.
Oh, you don't get sick
time? No, I don't have. I work in a private company that has horrible sick time and vacation policies. So all of my time is rolled into one, sick, vacation, everything.
That sucks.
So I've just reached the point where I hope I can go to my cubicle and no one talks to me. Just hope that I can like put my little headphones in and just do my work and nobody bothers me.
Yeah.
But it never happens.
No.
It never happens. Like here's an example. This is not a recent example, but this happened. So we had a manager at a store who was having issues at the store.
Yeah.
Right? So I take it upon myself to research this person, and I find that he has posted an ad on Craigslist looking for a room to rent. And I know that he's married, and he imported himself from Canada, so he's not...
He imported or exported?
He imported.
Okay.
Here, from okay. There. He's an expat, however you call it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's Canadian. So he came here to marry this woman, and they've been married less than a year. And then he's posting that he's looking for a room to rent, and I'm going... So I go over to him and I tell him, look, something's happening with his wife. He's having a fight with his wife. He's looking for a room to rent. He's going to leave. He's going to go back to Canada. And they're like, no, he's not. Literally not 2 days later, we get a phone call that he didn't come into work, and he like called his other employee and said he was heading back up to Canada with his mom.
A.
And they're looking at me, and they're like, are you freaking psychic? I'm like, no, I'm just not stupid. Like, I told you what happened. I told you what was going to happen. You told me it wasn't going to happen. And I said, you're wrong. And then it happened. I'm right 90% of the time about these things. Like, yes, sometimes I can be wrong. I agree. But I'm right way more often than I am wrong.
I don't mean to brag, but I am good at what I do.
I went to school for this, you know, I have, like, training, and, like, you know, this is kind of what I do, this is kind of my thing, you know, so, they just don't listen. It's just, like, you know, they hire this person, I research this person, I find their Facebook page, I find the kind of things they post, I find that they use inappropriate language to talk about people, you know, slurs and words that are not appropriate for work, to find out that they do a lot of drugs in their free time, find out all sorts of things. And I go, this person's not appropriate to work in our stores. They're going to say something. They're going to do something. You know, the customer service is going to be affected. They're going to call out of work, you know.
Yeah.
And oh, no, they're doing great. They're doing great. And then, you know, a week later, a month later, 2 months later, we get a customer service call that they called someone a bad name. And it's like, really? I told you that was going to happen. Like, I literally told you that was going to happen.
Now, has your cameras been updated to have audio yet?
They have the capability of having audio. Unfortunately, it's illegal for me to
You can't record unless you have permission, right?
Right. Which I tried to get, because I said, we could just put it right... They sign a lot of documents. We could just put it right in there with the documents, and that'd be fine. But I really don't want to listen to what they say.
Well, I mean, that way they can all... There can't be a dispute where I didn't say that. They're making stuff up.
I can usually tell what they're saying.
You don't need to bring in a lip reader.
No. Usually I'm fine. The other part is I recently got upgraded to HDTV, pretty much. In all my stores, most of my stores now have these digital cameras that can zoom and all sorts of stuff. I cannot unsee some of the things that I have seen recently. Like, you're watching and you're like, you don't have enough clothing on your body to cover your vital parts. And you have to call the stores up and go, I can see your underwear. Please pull your pants up. This is ridiculous.
And I'm guessing it's... I'm not going to go there. One thing before we end this, I want to put... We briefly, and we jump past it. Game of Thrones, there's a... If you're interested, if you're looking to listen to it, Kevin Smith did a really good podcast because he finally caught up and binge-watched all 4 seasons.
Ooh.
And it's episode, I believe, 304 of Smodcast. And him and... his producer partner, Scott Mosier, they go and they talk about it and they break it down. And the one thing that's really funny is they keep bringing up the fact, and I'm betting the actor is getting tired of hearing it, is, you don't know nothing, Jon Snow. But they have the accent down pat, and they just, they just kill it. It's really funny. And I recommend that. Download that podcast. It's good, and... We still need to get Joe back here so we can do some Game of Thrones talk.
That's true. They said that the guy that played, what was his name, Eddard Stark?
Yeah, yeah.
They said that he might be coming back to do flashbacks to find out about Jon Snow's parentage. Yeah.
What's your theory on Jon Snow's lineage?
I have 2 theories.
Okay.
One, that witchy lady is his mom.
Which witchy lady?
The witch lady. The one that is with the rightful king.
Rightful king. You talking about the redhead?
Yeah, the red witch.
She seems to be young, though.
She's a witch!
Okay. All right. Fair enough. She gave birth to a shadow demon that killed somebody.
Right!
Yeah. Okay.
My other theory is that Eddard Stark was not his father at all. But he felt some kind of responsibility towards the kid because the kid, well, I don't know if he's related to him or somehow was very good friends with his real father, and so he took him in. Because I don't really think that Eddard Stark would cheat on his wife.
No.
He loved his wife.
No.
So, I have a hard time believing that he went off to war and cheated on his wife and had a kid.
Well, especially when you see how much of a noble, respectable character. I mean, he dies because of the fact he's over.
Right. That. So, it's either the witchy lady overtook him and had a baby with him. And I don't even know how she has these babies, because that shadow baby was really weird.
And or, might I say, use protection with that one.
Yeah, a lot. Or, what's his name? The king that got killed, who was Eddard Stark's best friend.
Baratheon?
Baratheon was his father.
See, that's what I'm thinking. A kind of a combination of what you're talking about is, I think that during the war, and based on hair color, that's why I'm thinking it's a Baratheon.
Because he looks a lot like him. Those other kids don't look like him.
Whether it was Robert Baratheon or whether it was Stannis, one of the two, probably, and I'm thinking with a Targaryen, probably.
Really? They're all blonde.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking, but there's something.
So dark hair would overtake the blonde. Yeah.
Well, you would possibly.
But mostly, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I don't know how Baratheon didn't figure that was going on with.
He's drunk all the time. But
I think that, because there's something special about him.
Oh, yeah. And, he's going to be the king.
So I'm thinking maybe that happened. Maybe one of the.
Well, Robert Baratheon's slept with everything he could find.
Yeah.
So. Because he never loved Cersei.
And he came back from the war, so it had to be something he was with, and he was with the Baratheons fighting. So perhaps, it's a bastard child.
I think if Stannis had a kid, though, Stannis would have kept the kid.
Yeah. Well, he wouldn't have. I don't think he would have treated him. Well, he still treated him well. I mean.
Jon Snow?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's Robert's kid. I think they're going to find out that it's Robert's kid, and he's just like the other guy, the one that the Red Witch has now.
Yeah. The young kid.
The welder guy.
The
blacksmith kid. And he kind of looks a little bit like Jon Snow.
Okay.
Not the same mother, but they look similar.
The other storyline, and again, this is really minor, but I'm just curious how they're going to play it out, is, and I'm going to call her Khaleesi, her former right-hand man.
Oh, yeah.
The one which she got rid of. I wonder how that's going to play out.
I don't know. If he was truly noble, he would have just killed himself. He would have done the samurai, just impaled himself.
That's the one thing I don't get, but that don't happen.
I like Khaleesi. What I didn't like was that she imprisoned her two dragons. We can't find the third one. They're dragons. Of course they're going to kill people.
Collateral damage, right?
It is collateral damage. They're a dragon. They need to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. They got huge. What did she expect? Now they're going to turn on her because she imprisoned them.
She's the mother of dragons, though.
Your kids turn on you. Have you not seen that happen in this story? And how's she going to overtake things? She seems to be happy being where she is now.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
It's a really good series.
I'm very excited that they're going to be in Dorne, though.
Dorne, yeah.
That looks very good, fun. Like, that's a good time. And I want to meet that guy's kids, the girls that are, like, warriors.
Yeah. I'm just upset they killed that one guy, though, at the end.
The Prince Oberyn?
Yeah. Spoiler. Someone dies.
Game of Thrones. A lot of people die in Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones, someone dies.
Read the books. People die. But Prince Oberyn, we're going to meet his daughters, and they're, like, warriors.
You think, well,
I hope they're, like, Lucy Lawless warriors.
Well, I was going to say, who's so far, as far as the, I guess you can say, female warriors, you have really two that have presented themselves so far.
Bryn of Tar, right?
Yes.
She's awesome. I love her. She's a great character.
And then you have the other one, and I can't think of her name, but she's the one who went after her brother.
Oh.
The Iron Isles.
Yeah. That one's a little weird. She, I didn't like the whole, when he came back the first time and they were kissing and stuff. That, no. She lost me right then. Like, I'm not behind
her. Hey, it's still not worse than what we saw with the Lannisters.
Oh, well, yeah. That's what people are like, you're going to really like Jaime this season. I'm like, no, I'm not. I can guarantee you I'm not going to like him.
He had some redeeming
redeeming characters, and you almost saw him fall in love with Brienne of Tarth, and she's definitely in love with him.
Yeah.
But she, all I can say about that whole storyline is, gross.
Yeah. And obviously the other thing, and the one character that, again, the other really popular character is to see what happens with,
Tyrion Lannister.
I'm horrible with those names, but yeah. Tyrion. To see what happens with him.
He's one of my favorite characters, and I really have a thing about small people.
Yes. You made that well.
But he's good. Like, I like, on this particular, I didn't really like him in the X-Men movie, but in this particular show, I really like him.
He is excellent. He's a really good actor.
He's a really good actor, yeah. And you hate him, and then you love him, and then you hate him, and you love him, and then
I never hated him.
Well, it's not really hate. Like, there's plenty of characters on there that I, like Cersei, I find not a single redeeming quality about Cersei. I really can say that I really hate that character. I can see why she's important.
Yeah.
And I can see why he had to have her in there, but I really, really don't like her.
The only good thing you can say about Cersei is that she's not Jeffrey.
Joffrey. She's not Joffrey.
That's the only good thing you can say.
She gave birth to Joffrey. Yeah. And she loved Joffrey, even though she knew what he was.
Even though she felt the need to put a pillow over his face every night.
Yeah. She literally said she wanted to kill him every night. Yeah. You don't... Yeah. No. I don't like her.
Yeah.
And I didn't like her father either.
Oh, hit...
How dumb can you be? Your two kids are sleeping together and you don't know?
Yeah, don't know.
And then when they tell you, yeah, it's true, you say, no, it's not.
No. I mean, well, he's all about image anyways.
Yeah, I don't like people like that.
Well, we don't have to worry about it anymore. He took it one step too far.
He did. He got his due, I guess you could say.
I was a little upset the way the whole story with Shay ended. But.
Well, you know what? I was too until I realized that she was just a whore.
Yeah, that's...
That was it. That's what it really came down to.
Yeah. So. I mean, he tried to get her away and...
He tried everything he could, and she turned on him and then slept with his father. So she deserved the pillow over the mouth.
Actually, it wasn't the... Well, that's not how she got it.
Yeah, she got strangled.
Yeah.
But... that was actually worse, because he had to almost look at her.
Yeah, so. That was rough. But, yeah, I know. Really good series, and,
Speaking of good series, do you watch Sons of Anarchy at all?
No.
That is a really good series. I'm catching up on season 6 right now, because season 7 is starting, and it's going to be the last season.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that the creator of the series, his name is Kurt Sutter, and he's married to Katie Sagal,
who
plays Gemma, the mother of the whole motorcycle club. And this guy has no inhibitions. Like, he is the director, the creator, all that stuff. But he also plays this character on the show named Otto. And he goes to places with that character that most people would be very uncomfortable going with.
Yeah.
And it's just amazing to see someone be able to do that.
I mean, I tried watching the first episode of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
I ran into two problems.
Okay.
One, I couldn't get past the fact that it's Peg Bundy.
Once you get into it, you do. You don't even realize it anymore.
I'm like, that, and then the other thing I couldn't get past was, that's Hellboy.
Oh, yeah, I never watched Hellboy, so...
So that was my two things, and I'm not into the whole biker thing, and I know that's...
Well, I'm not either, but it's a good show.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really good... Like, I'm not into, like, historical... monarchies either, but I watch Game of Thrones. So
let's not throw the historical word around either, though.
Well, it's a
fantasy type.
Yeah.
Medieval.
There you go. Yeah. Medieval's a better word.
Yeah.
I'm not into being a doctor, but I watch Grey's Anatomy. So. Oh, and House. I love House.
House was good not because it was a doctor show. It was good because House was an asshole and he messed with people, and that's why I watched it.
You know why? My wife wanted to know why I liked that show so much, and it was the one show that I couldn't figure out right away most of the time.
Oh, where they were going to go with the thing.
What actually was the problem? Yeah. Because, you know, you watch Law & Order, you watch all these shows, and you, like, first 10 minutes in, I'm like, oh, this is who did it, or this is what happened, or this is whatever. She watches this show, Psych, all the time.
Well, it's a comedy anyway.
It is a comedy, but it's a detective comedy show. Yeah. And it's like, I can't talk because I'm like, oh, this happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, and it's just like, spoiler, this is what's going to happen. But with House, we watch it, and it's, one, I'm not in the medical field, so I don't know. I mean, I know amyloidosis or whatever that is. That's what they always think it is the first time.
Lupus.
It's lupus, amyloidosis, sarcoidosis, or something else. That's always what they go with. But when it's not that, or cancer. It's always cancer.
Start them on steroids.
Widespread antibiotics. Yeah. Start them on this. Start them on that. So it's like, oh, they're going to say this. So after you don't watch it a couple of seasons, you can say what they're going to say. But they're wrong. So, and then they come up with this awesome thing about what it really is. So it's like, all right, I like that one. Would you watch like Law & Order? And I'm like, oh, so-and-so did it. And it comes, you know, it goes all the way around until it comes back to that person. And I'm like, see, told you.
Yeah, no, I've done that with my wife where I will watch the beginning and like the first 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I'm like, you see when they start interviewing people, I can tell right off the bat if, okay, that's who did it. And this is, I can almost get the whole story down.
Yep.
It was probably because he was jealous about this, and you're like 95%. And some of it is that they recycle storylines, and a lot of times they always do the same thing. It's like, okay, let's make it the least likely person you're going to suspect. That's the one. Or, oh, let's make it the person who's really helpful. Or let's, you know.
If there's a kid missing and someone inserts himself into the search party, it's always that person. Yeah. But they also draw from, like, real storylines. So it's like, oh. Like, they did the Casey Anthony thing with Hilary Duff, and they did, like, a bunch of other things. Okay. So it was like, oh, well, this really happened. So you're expecting it to be this. So I'm like, if I'm expecting it to be this, it's going to be that. So.
Well, that's what happened when I watched. We went to see that girl with the dragon tattoo. I knew who the bad guy was, like, right off the bat.
It's a book, Dan.
I never read the book.
I knew who the bad guy was because I read the book first.
I didn't read the book.
I read all three books. I can't wait for that second movie to come out.
I'll tell you.
It gets better. Like, it gets so much better.
Now, did they need to do at the end of that movie where she basically destroyed him?
Yes.
That was necessary.
It's necessary.
Because they could have ended it, right? I mean, I'm thinking from a movie perspective.
Right.
As soon as they nailed the bad guy, they could have ended the movie.
No, because there's two more books. And you've got to see how it affects her in the next chapter of the story.
Yeah, because I was saying, like, geez, they could have just ended it right there. They didn't need to extend that.
No, it's
going to
affect her. Okay. As she ongoes.
Well, geez, are they going to get around to be making it? That the first one came out a while ago.
Yeah, wasn't it like at least 2 years ago?
It might have been longer than that.
Oh, it's a girl with a dragon tattoo, a girl that plays with fire, and a girl that something. Yeah. I don't know. Girl, let's see. It was the only thing that people talked about for like a long time, and then all of a sudden it just like went away.
That and. Jumping back when I was mentioning the previews, they showed the preview for 50 Shades of Grey.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm going to go with your wife.
Good. Because after seeing that preview, I'm like, this looks dumb.
You can say it looks dumb. I thought those books were... My wife would not... This is another reason why I can't watch Sons of Anarchy with her, is that it's a very misogynistic show.
Yeah.
And she could not read the books, those 50 Shades of Grey books, because she thought they were so misogynistic, which I didn't think they were.
Okay.
I thought it's based on power, but if you read through the trilogy, it balances in the end. Yeah. So, but she didn't want to read them.
There's one girl at my work who referred to it as filth, so apparently she's not reading those books.
Well, you know, people have different theories on things like that, and my theory is if it's enjoyable to you and it doesn't cause any strain in your relationships, then it's fine.
Yeah.
If it causes issues in your personal life because of it, then it's a problem.
All right, so...
I think we're done tonight. Yeah, I just rambled on for like 45 oops. Minutes.
All right, so we'll... join us next week when we will find Joe and Channing battling it off, hopefully, in a fun round. If that doesn't go down, then we probably won't be recording till the following week, or maybe even in September. I don't know how everyone's schedules are.
I will be on vacation for a week in September, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, you'll have to let me know which week.
It's my anniversary week. We're going to Maine.
That's like a
in a cottage.
Oh, God.
With no TV for a week.
Which week in September are you going?
The week of... Probably the opening week for all the shows that I want to watch.
Say, I hope you got a DVR going.
I don't have a DVR.
Oh, God.
14th to the 21st.
There is something coming out. There's a new show starting on the 13th. Is the 13th a Monday?
It's a Saturday. 15th is the Monday.
15th on a Monday. There's a new show starting. It looks really good. It's the, I think it's called Scorpion.
Scorpion?
Yeah, it's the premise is you got these kind of genius guys, and there's four of them, and they kind of like solve crimes and stop terrorist stuff.
Oh, I like that.
It's interesting.
Good.
And then...
I do have on-demand, though, so it's most of the time I can catch things when I miss it.
Comcast On Demand is so much better than Charter On Demand. Charter On Demand sucks. A, you can't get anything on this, like, certain channels you can't get. They won't have stuff.
I have found that I can't get all the shows on the On Demand, which is annoying. Like, if I pay for it, I should be able to see it when I want to see it.
Well, I know Comcast, I could get sci-fi channel shows on demand. Can't get them at all with Charter.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah, which sucks because I... have kind of a guilty pleasure show I like to watch on sci-fi, and because we were missing cable for a while, I missed all the episodes, and I can't watch them.
That sucks. To buy them on Amazon or whatever.
It's not worth that.
No.
Like I said, it's a guilty pleasure show. It's nothing that I need to see, but some stuff is kind of cool on it. All right. Oh, and one other thing before we sign off, just to let you know, the guy, Sean Bean, who played Stark, Ned Stark, Ed Stark, whatever you want to call him, has a TV series coming out called Legends.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That looks really good. I will be watching it.
Okay.
So, all right. So, we're done for today. And in the immortal words of Joe Jones.
Joe Jones.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtown. I don't wanna be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleepwalk dance. Beside the ocean, laying the fire behind.